We hear two stories, one about in Genesis about Joseph and his brothers, and two, the parable about the vineyard and the landowner. Both stories illustrate the sin of jealousy. Jealousy is a very bad sin. I never commit jealousy because I know I'm better than everyone else. I don't need to want anything else anyone else has. But when we compare ourselves to other people, that's going down the dark road that leads us to jealousy and envy. And when we compare ourselves to other people, one thing we do is we aren't grateful for the gifts that God has given us. We say, what you've given me, God, is not enough. I want that thing, or that person's talents, or that person's looks, or that person's stuff. The worst occasion for this sin is social media. And if you ever experience jealousy on social media, oh, look, all their lives are perfect. Oh, man, and my life stinks. I wish I had their perfect life and not my just life. Well, if you go on social media, I have like a little recommendation. Think before you go on, before you click the button, think of like three things that you're grateful for on a practical level. Think of three things that God has given you, and then you realize, wow, I have a pretty good life. And then you look at their lives, and you're like, well, no, my life's pretty good. Jealousy is a bad sin. It takes good things that God wants to give us and give other people and makes it into this twisted thing that doesn't achieve any good at all. It'd be better just to steal them, but we just sit in jealousy and think, I'd like that. God wants us to treat other people as members of the body of Christ. Joseph's brothers were brought to repentance because he was their flesh. Well, our brothers and sisters around us are our flesh, especially the flesh as we're all sons and daughters of the living God, brothers and sisters in Christ. And the reverence with which we treat the Eucharist should be the reverence with which we treat our brothers and sisters around us. So today, as an antidote to jealousy, let us think of things that we can be grateful for to God, gifts of our personality, gifts of our family and friends around us, and most of all, the gift of his love.